Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 15th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Among our top stories this evening,
Gweru Eben, House of Assembly member and MDCT National Executive member Cecil Zidzai is charged by the police for allegedly smuggling hundreds of radio receivers into the country.
I can confirm that Cecil Zidzai was formally charged at Gweru Law and Order Section for smuggling 847 FR multi-purpose radios.
The June ordinary and advanced level results are out. A preliminary analysis by the Education Ministry shows that the pass rate has continued to go down.
It's important to know that teachers are very critical in the learning process because they are the guidance, they assist the children to interpret the curriculum.
And South Africa's ruling African National Congress says it will never pursue Zimbabwean-style land grabs that it says have left the once flourishing nation teetering on the precipice.
Police today charged Gweru Eben House of Assembly member Cecil Zidzai for allegedly smuggling hundreds of radio receivers into the country. Correspondent Taurai Shava has details from the Midlands capital.
Zidzai was charged after police from the Law and Order section summoned him to the Gweru Central Police Station just before midday. The police accused Zidzai, who is also a member of the MDCT National Executive, of illegally bringing into the country 847 radios, described in the charge sheet as multi-purpose. Zidzai's lawyer, Brian Dube, confirmed his client has been formally charged, adding Zidzai is denying the allegations. The police, however, said they would proceed by way of summons upon completion of their investigations in dealing with the case.
Yeah, I can confirm that Cecil Zidzai was formally charged at Gweru Law and Order Section for smuggling 847 FR multi-purpose radios into Zimbabwe in 2010. And he was formally charged and he gave his response.
Police first raised the radio smuggling case in 2010 when they brought before the court one Clopas Shiri, then an employee of the Democratic Council's Forum, or DEMCOF, at whose premises the radios were found. Shiri denied the charge and the court ordered the police to proceed by way of summons after further investigations. Dube revealed that in April this year, police also charged former DEMCOF director, Last Mayenga Ama, on the same allegations.
In 2010, Clopas Shiri was charged and brought to court for the same charge, and the matter, I think it was withdrawn. And in April 2014, Mayenga Hama was also called, who came in the company of his lawyer, Jacob Mafume, in April of this year, and they gave a caution where they denied the charge. He was the director, but he denied the charge and referred everything else to the board, which has necessitated the arrest of Cecil Zidzai.
In another case, a Gweru magistrate today ruled that the case in which two ZANU-PF members are facing charges of assaulting a party colleague will continue on the 20th of August. In the case, which was first brought before the court last month, Simbarashe Mtukwa of Gweru and Honest Diura of Redcliffe are accused of having assaulted one Zingra Izifungo, stopping him from getting into a provincial executive meeting, which was held at the ZANU-PF Conference Center here at the beginning of the year. The two are denying the charge. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shava.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington. If you are in South Africa, listen to Studio 7 through the following number, 010-591-6465.
If you are in America or Canada, you can tune in to our phone number, 712-432-5882. Once again, 712-432-5882.
If you're in Britain, call 033-00-10334. Once again, 033-00-10334.